This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 4.97, up 1.5 on the open March, 5.06 up 1.5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.51, up 5.5 on the open March, 4.62 up 3 May, 4.62 unchanged July, 4.65 up 0.5 September, 4.63 down 8 on the open. December corn opened at 265.5, up 1.25 on the open March, 278.5, up 1 May, 285.5, up 0.25 July, 292 unchanged September, 296 down 0.5 December, 304 up 0.25 on the open. December oats opened at 206 down 0.5 on the open March, 213.25 up 0.25. November beans opened at 5.54, up 1.25 on the open January, 5.68 up 1.25 March, 5.79.5 up 2 May, 5.88 up 1 July, 5.97.5 up 0.5 on the open. And the red line November opened unchanged at 6.15. October soybean meal opened at 1.63 up 90 on the open December, 1.64.40 up 1.20. October soybean oil opened at 24.18, up 25 on the open December, 24.55 up 18. Over at the Merck, October feeders opened at 112.90, down 32.5. November, 110.90, down 62.5. January, 108.40, down 57.5 on the open. October live cattle open at 91.12.5, up 45 on the open December, 90.15, up 37.5. February, 90.45 unchanged. October lean hogs open at 62.75, up 20 on the open. December, 60.15 up 10. February, 61.50 up 10. April, 62.25 up 2.5. And February pork bellies open at 90.30, down 10 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to take a deep breath, Mike, and step back from the market today for just a moment, if I may, and put cool heads in the driver's seat for a moment, because it's been quite the run-up off those lows that we saw back on 18 August at 233.5 in December corn. And I imagine a lot of people are very bullished up, for corn to make a run at its contract high at 287.25, lickety split, and that's probably not the best way to make sales. So let's take us through what your plan is for sales.
Okay, right now, cutting right through it, Dave, right now we're saying to folks that have been hedged on paper with a put call strategy, go ahead and take a 10 to 15 cent hit on paper and jump into off the combine sales that these options we're covering, and pick up anywhere from 30 to 45 cents of gain. And that way your risk reward was 3-to-1, like we had talked to folks about when we did the seminars back in August and did our meetings. The issue at hand right now is you can't underplay the potential upside in wheat, both from a supply and demand standpoint and from a standpoint that funds haven't gotten long this commodity in Chicago hardly at all, except starting this week. And so they don't have anywhere near the length that they do in corn in the Chicago wheat pit right now, as far as the investment in big fund money that has hit the corn market here as of late. And so you have a wheat wild card out there. And just to give you an example, when you see the wheat corn spread, you've seen this 30 cent run up or so in corn. Well, the wheat corn spread in lead month has actually gained 40 cents in the last 2 weeks. So that means wheat's run up 70 cents against the corn run up of 30 some cents. So wheat's the big wild card. If you take wheat off the table and say the funds are not going to buy because it's the end of the quarter or say the funds aren't going to buy because India is going to not extend their duty-free arrangement on imports past the end of the year, or whatever the reason may be, then you have six or seven issues with corn right now. Harvest progress and weather improving, yields are improving, and especially parts of Illinois that we've talked to clients about. You've got some overbought conditions. Export sales have started to slip. Producers are filling their bins now, but soon they're going to be going to the elevator to fill their bins, and that's going to, you know, obviously hit the basis a little bit with more truck lines and things like that coming down the pass. And then obviously that fund link we talked about. So there's some issues there in the short term. They would say 260 to 265 D's corn is overvalue. We're off the combine sales. We still want to keep 25 to 30 to 35% of our 06 corn open-ended and bin it and see where this wheat leads us.
And really, if you look at the charts, there's no reason to think, based on the fundamentals, that wheat won't make a run at 463.
You can't say that. That's exactly right. You just can't put a limit on wheat right now because the supply keeps going down, and at some point in time, our demand is going to improve because unless the dollar makes a very sharp run up with fewer and fewer competitors out there to compete with us on the export market, it really doesn't matter how high our price goes if they need the wheat. Obviously, they're not going to buy the same level of wheat, but it's not like they can turn to corn and buy that instead or another small grain. All the small grains right now are extremely tight, and that goes back to what we talked about on Commodity Week a couple, 3 weeks ago, that when you have a situation where you have both coarse grains ending stocks and wheat ending stocks in the whole world, as tight as they are in almost a generation, if you don't keep supplies up to meet pipeline needs, then you just don't want to try and short the market unless you're hedging it for a cash-led rally like we've seen.
So you want to keep a part of the crop binned, something like 30-35% for some sales later. Do we do that off the December chart or the March chart, or does it matter?
We're going to do it off the March chart as far as how we sell it, because we want to pick up the better carry and the better basis. But our rule of thumb and our technical numbers that we're using are off December. What we tried to project to clients this week was, okay, what would be a number during harvest that clients or that the trade would be trying to factor in under a billion bushel carryover, or right at a billion bushel carryover in U.S. stocks? And that's especially important because the grain stocks report today were neutral and right just under 2 billion, so there's no shock there. And we would say between 280 and 285, if you look at our model, then that would say you are getting just under a billion bushels if these corn goes to 280 to 285 during this harvest time period. So we're kind of looking for that 265 to 285 level as the area, that 20-cent area, where we want to go ahead and get some more sales made.
And at the same time, I guess you would suggest to producers don't undervalue their 2007 crop.
Yes, that's right. You know, it really goes back to the July wheat and it rallying and the November beans of 07 rallying. In our view, Dave, you're not buying any acres right now. Producers would back us up in that mindset, and especially if the energy markets have bottomed here in the near term as we go into winter time. I think the biggest thing that's a wild card that drives me the most crazy is whether USDA is going to bring a lot of acres out on CRP this winter and really monkey around with the psychology of the trade. But we've had a lot of clients say, okay, when will it be time to lock in 07 corn if it's based upon ethanol demand and the funds getting out of the corn longs because of ethanol? The best thing we can say is the USDA's got to take the lead on that and go ahead and start lowering the food, seed, and industrial column and the ethanol column on their future reports. If we would see a reduction of ethanol usage in the corn balance sheets, that would be a huge red flag that would make us push hard on 07 corn sales. Other than that, we just have to wait for the USDA and their CRP mindset.
Let's turn our attention then to the soybeans. The Novis are now 548.5, and they're down 4.25. And they're running counter to the calls this morning, which was based on a reduction in 2005 crop production. And I bet you the trade had an irking of that yesterday on the run-up that we saw. I wonder if at what level you believe that Novis have to reach, 560 perhaps, where you might begin to say, you know what, maybe we're changing the short-term trend here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That 562 to 565 level is almost paramount and absolutely needed at this stage, because the Chicago people and everybody in the trade know that the yields are there and they're very, very good, and we haven't really harvested a lot of beans yet. We've been concentrating based upon the last harvest progress report on Monday that we've really been concentrating more on corn because we're farther behind on beans, and especially the western corn belt. So, yeah, we really need, with China back in the picture big time on export sales for 3 weeks in a row, and the fact that bean export sales on the week were almost as big as the corn exports, and the fact that South Korea came in and bought 110,000 tons of beans this morning, we really need to see these beans move because they're not going to pick up as much friendliness off the wheat. The corn's going to get most of that, and so we need to see the meal drive this thing higher, and we really need to see that 560, 562 level penetrated on a weekly close, and that will offset some of this this negativity of the yields. But one thing that stocks report did do to us, Dave, because it cut at 30 million more than the trade was estimating, is it really brings into question how much LDP we can get off the beans. So this next 14 days is really critical if we're going to get LDP.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Have a nice day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at lead option months and the current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, 495 down a half. At the Board of Trade, December wheat, 442 and a half down three. December corn, 263 and a quarter down one. November soybeans at 549 and a quarter down three and a half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.